Yeah, isn't this, missy? Over here watching the bees build a house. And a-waiting for you, too, honey child.
Uncle Remus, I thought bees make homes.
Well, honey bees do make homes, baby. But these is mud daubers.
Mud daubers?
That's right, honey. Mud daubers. Because that's what they do. They daubs mud up and builds them a house with it. Which makes me remember that they are a lot smarter than Br'er Rabbit was.
Uncle Remus, did Br'er Rabbit try to make a mud house?
Well, not just exactly, Miss Missy. He was just getting into trouble with mud pies. But I don't guess you got time today to waste on no storytelling.
Oh, yes, Uncle Remus. It's a whole hour before Mother and I go down and pick out my costume for the Christmas play.
All right then, honey child. Just sit your sweet little self down here on this old log, and I'll light up this old corn cob pipe. And tell you the story about the time Br'er Rabbit didn't mind his mama when it comes to mud pies. Like old Sis Crow always say, a child what don't mind his mama is bound and determined to get into trouble. And when little Br'er Rabbit made up his mind that he won't go mind his mama, he was heading straight for trouble. Just asking for it. There he was out in the backyard making mud pies right and left, getting mud all over everything, all over himself, and all over the yard, too. He was so busy being bad that he didn't even notice old Br'er Fox hiding behind the fence, just a-watching with hungry eyes.
Look at him. Being bad is all get out. Right after his mama done told him to quit playing in that mud. If I wasn't so hungry, I wouldn't even eat him. He is so bad. Uh-oh. His mama done caught him in the act again.
Br'er Rabbit. Br'er Rabbit. Oh, yes, ma'am, mama. Did I just finish telling you to quit nesting that mud? Yes, ma'am, mama. Then why for you still do it? Well, how could little mud hurt anybody, mama? Back in mud, you know this house, I've got on my hands and knees and scrubbed this floor. That hurts my back. And you leave those mud pies alone, you hear me? Yes, ma'am. Mama. And if you don't, I'll take a turnip top to you and tan your hide. I hears you, Mama. I hears you. My mama must think I'm a mighty little rabbit. Always telling me what to do and what not to do. Right here now is a good time to start disobeying. Hot dog. You'll give me good mud pies.
Look at him, would you? Doing it again. But a minute from now, his mama gonna chase him plumb out of that yard. And when she do, I can taste him now.
Sing a song of six, dance pockets full of rye, 4 and 20 mud cakes baked into a pie. When the pie was open, the cakes began to sing. Ow! Just obey your mama again, will you? Ow! You sing all right. I'll be good, mama. I'll get out in the yard.
Worked out just fine. There he goes. And here I come.
Yes, honey, child. That's the way it was. That little Brer Rabbit done got it into his head to be a bad boy and pay no attention at all to what his mama said. And when he ran out in that backyard, he done headed for more trouble than he ever would know what to do with. When he got to the other side of the fence, he stopped and he come out talking to himself like this.
Says, I don't mind, I get in trouble. Big old boy like me get in trouble. Look how big I am. Look how long my ears is. Look how far I can jump. Me get in trouble because I don't mind my mama big as I am. Just don't believe it. Can be. Get in trouble if I don't mind her maybe, but next time, she ain't gonna know it. Then I won't get in trouble because it's just too big. Besides that, I got my lucky fox's foot in my pocket.
And with that, Brer Rabbit went a hippity-hop past the old briar patch, past the carrot field, and straight down to the bank alongside the river. And while he was a hippity-hopping long, honey child, old Brer Fox was a-sneaking along right behind him in the tall grass along the river bank, just a-waiting his chance.
And it sure is plenty much here for a little rabbit where won't mind his mama to play in.
Bless my soul, children, there was mud there. Acres and acres of mud. And just as thick and black and gooey as any mud you has ever seen. And just to stand there and look at it, anybody would think it was perfectly safe to play in.
Wonderful mud. Sure is wonderful mud to play in. Uh-oh. Done went down in the mud clean up to my haunches.
Why were you, Brer Rabbit? I wouldn't venture too far in that mud.
The old Brer Turtle, where we're laying over in the cool, tall grass by the river.
How come, Brer Turtle?
Well, for one thing, that mud gets mighty hard, mighty easily. It's almost like clay. In fact, a lot of farmers around here use that to build their spring houses out of.
Now, listen here, Brer Turtle. I ain't got no time to carry no conversation with an old slowpoke like you is. I sure ain't.
You better mind me, Brer Rabbit.
I won't even mind my own sweet mama, much less you, you old slowpoke. Now, leave me alone.
And with that, little Brer Rabbit hopped way out into the middle of the mud flats. And what a time that little rabbit had in that mud. A-rolling and a-playing, a-throwing mud balls, making marbles and mud pies, till his heart was as happy as the A note on a mouth organ. And you ought to hear him sing.
Gotta make a mud pie, gotta make a mud pie, gotta make a mud pie.
Look at him, will you? Won't be long now. Just wait till that sun gets good and hot.
Now, little Brer Rabbit been sitting in one place so long he come elsewhere to get drowsy and sleepy-headed. And before you know it, he done sounded off into a right nice noonday nap. And the sun come up like a big pumpkin. While little Brer Rabbit was napping, old Sal just stiffened that mud like a hot iron stiffened out a starched shirt collar.
Me. Oh, my. I stuck. Stuck tight in the mud. Can't hardly move.
Well, Daddy pulled his right paw, and then he pulled his hind paw, and then he pulled the other paw, and then he pulled the other one. But like you say, little Brer Rabbit was stuck fast.
Help, help.
Who that calling for help down there, Brer Rabbit?
Want me, Brer Fox.
Why don't you jump up and run home?
I will if you comes any closer. Oh, why didn't I mind my mother and leave my old mud pies alone? Stay away, Brer Fox.
Well, stuck in the mud on Turtle Flats. I didn't think there'd be a bear in the whole forest stupid enough to come out in the mud when it's soft.
Please help little old rabbit. We ain't got no sense. Get unloose from this mud.
I sure will help you get loose, Brer Rabbit.
Sure enough. No fooling.
No fooling, Brer Rabbit. Plus, I go run home, though, and get the condiments. The salt and the pepper and the ketchup and the lettuce and the garlic. And then I'm coming back, Brer Rabbit, and help you get loose.
Yes,
I am. then I'm going to sit myself down to a nice meal of rabbit salad with live rabbit. See you later, Brer Rabbit.
Oh, what else I going to do? What else I going to do? What else I going to do? Because this time, the time for my time to come is done here. Oh, swing low, sweet chariot, coming for to carry me home.
Oh, Brer Rabbit, here I am back again and ready for lunch. And I got the salt and the pepper and the ketchup and the garlic. Even got a napkin.
Where the napkin, Brer Fox?
Driving up there by that dead log.
Just want to make sure you got one, because I'd hate to have you get in and me on you.
And the first thing Brer Rabbit knew, Brer Fox was shaking the salt all over his fur and rubbing it in. And then the pepper and rubbing it down. And then the garlic.
That garlic sure do smell nice, don't it, Brer Rabbit?
Oh, swing low, sweet chariot, coming for the candy hole.
Sung little Brer Rabbit. And then came the ketchup. Old Brer Fox sliced the ketchup bottle up and down all over poor Brer Rabbit. Put the whole bottle on it. Then, like a flash, he went over to the old dead log for to get the napkin. And lo and behold, when he started that, Brer Rabbit was loose and a-heading for the old briar patch.
How you managed to get unloosened there, Brer Rabbit?
That ketchup loosened up the mud around my paws, Brer Fox, and set me free.
Just like I was losing one of my very best friends, Brer Rabbit. But I'll get you the next time for show.
Ain't gonna be no next time, Brer Fox. From now on, I go mind my mama every day that I live.
So you see, children, it always pays to mind your mama, even though it be behind her back.
Oh, those are wonderful stories, Uncle Remus.
I was just born with a money child. Same as old Brer Fox was born with the rabbit taste in his mouth. But the time you running along to help your mama with that Christmas shopping, Miss Missy. And don't forget, come see old Uncle Remus again real soon. Now, to the next time, though. Get along with you, honey child.